Ketchikan has a love-hate relationship with rain. We love the forests, the streams, the lakes, and the fish that rely on our abundant precipitation, but we hate the mold, incessant gray days, and our dependence on Gore-Tex. The city averages about 150 inches of rain annually and has approached 200 in recent memory. It seems only fitting that we have a public rain gauge to measure and show off how much precipitation we get each year. With that in mind, the city put out a request for proposals with a $100,000 cost limit and handed the selection responsibilities over to Ketchikan Public Art Works, or KPAW, a group affiliated with the local arts council that focuses on public art. That committee recruited a cross-section of residents to review proposals and make a recommendation. Here's Glenn Thompson, one of the panel members who spoke during a recent Ketchikan City Council meeting about the selection process.
There's about 15 or 20 of us in a room looking at 31 different pieces of art. It took us the better part of a day, probably 6-8 hours. We went through quite an arduous process in filtering down, and we think we've come up with a pretty good selection for you this evening. The piece has elements of Ketchikan's mechanical history. It's visual, it's interactive, it's historical, and I think it's really unique.
The piece features three rows of plexiglass bottles. The top has seven bottles, one for each day of the week.
So people will be able to see each day of the week how much rain we get.
That's Kathleen Light of the Arts Council giving the City Council some details.
From the end of the week, the bottles will then drain into the month. So if it's October, there'll be lots of rain. If it's June, maybe there won't be as much. At the end of the year, all of the months will then drain into the bottle on the bottom, and that will be the cumulative total of the rain of the year.
Thin copper wires wrap around the outside of each bottle, marking the inches, and those wires are heated so the water inside doesn't freeze during cold snaps. During that council meeting, about a half dozen people spoke in support of the selected piece. Local artist Dave Rubin served on the selection panel, and he has some experience from the other side, too. He was the primary artist behind The Rock, a popular multi-figured bronze sculpture that sits on the dock and went through a similar selection process. Rubin says the rain gauge will spark conversation, and it has already.
The first time I saw it, I was, what is that? And I think that's how Ketchikan is. I think another thing about character of Ketchikan is we're different. We are different. People are going to look at this and go, I've never seen anything like that before, which hopefully they say about Ketchikan. It's just a unique little place, not like nowhere else.
The city council was divided in its support for the rain gauge, and the recommendation squeaked past after a 3-3 vote. Mayor Lou Williams III broke the tie, voting in favor of the project. A big complaint among those who voted no was the approximately $95,000 price tag, but the cost limit was set by the council, and Williams notes that funding will come from the city's share of the state cruise passenger head tax. The justification is that the gauge is an attraction for visitors and will sit prominently on the downtown cruise ship dock next to the visitor center. There has been a non-functioning rain gauge on the dock for many years, greeting tourists and providing limited information about Ketchikan's weather. The simple sign claims that it was busted in 1949 when Ketchikan hit 202.44 inches. Speaking of busted, some on the council say they worry about maintenance and potential vandalism with the new gauge. Here's council member Bob Sievertson.
I have concerns about motors and heaters and sanitation issues. I don't want to build maintenance into this piece of art just for the name of art.
Andy Donato, systems engineer with Ketchikan Public Utilities Electric Division, says that KPU can maintain it, although he has some suggestions for the artist to improve its durability. Light from the Arts Council notes that the artists are willing to consider suggestions. But Sievertson has another, more subjective complaint.
I don't, profess to say a lot about art, but I know what I like and I don't like, and I really, quite frankly, don't like this.
While she didn't speak to the council on the topic, local resident Candy Peterson agrees with Sievertson. She launched a mini campaign on Facebook in opposition to the recommended design, and a big part of her complaint is the piece is by non-local artists.
You know, I don't oppose the price of it. It's art, and that's a hard thing to judge. But I do oppose it being outsourced to Holland.
Peterson opposed the piece before seeing the design, and then after getting a look at it, she still doesn't like it. She says it doesn't reflect the town, and she doesn't believe tourists will appreciate the new gauge.
They want to see Alaska. They want to see eagles. They want to go on tours that show them eagles. They want the excitement, even the lumberjacks of old, and they want an Alaskan experience. They're not looking for art from Holland.
Peterson also echoed concerns about durability and whether the bottles will end up growing algae. Light told the council that a local biologist who specializes in algae is working on a way to restrict growth in the bottles, and the small amount of algae killer that could be added shouldn't skew the community's rainfall totals. City managers still need to negotiate a formal contract with the artists Jennifer Townley and Bette Audrianz. That contract will come back to the council for another vote. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.